Well, not in the castle, actually, outside. Would I be right there, Roisin?
You would indeed,
good,
yes.
Very good indeed. Now, what are we looking at, Roisin? We're looking at this ridiculous thing. What is it? This? Sorry, I'm very much like, give me a break with this nonsense. The BBC Sound of 2019. The long list is out, and the winner is going to be announced in January. God almighty, it makes me puke. Anyway, Dermot Kennedy, good luck to Dermot. He made the list, so we thought we'd ask Roisin Dwyer of Hot Press here to take a look at who he's up against. The Sound of 2019... you're probably getting excited about it. I've no idea. I'm not.
No, you should be excited about it, Dave. Basically, and I mean, Sigrid won last year. And
who were the other 10? Nine.
I don't know. And actually, it was 15 acts last year.
15? Or who were the other 14?
I don't know. Been reduced to 10 this year for some reason. I couldn't actually find any reference to why. But this is a list that's voted for by 136 critics, broadcasters and DJs.
Oh my God, already you've just given it a minus. Seriously, critics, or broadcasters and DJs.
I think
what a bunch of reprobates.
The
thought what do they
process
know?
Behind it. Let's God take a group almighty. Of people who
so
are
I'm
deep.
I'm not going to try not to be
experience and knowledge in this area. highlight a few acts and give them. I mean,
you're going to have to shout loud.
Said, you know, this has really helped me in my career.
Of course,
I mean,
it has.
Previous winners include Adele, Sam Smith, Years and Years, Ellie Goulding.
Okay, hold on a second. The point about it is that it's a BBC poll, and the BBC has absolute massive power in terms of who's going to do what, where, and when, because
yes.
all the DJs or whatever would be expected to play all this kind of thing. And then you go to the Brits Awards, and it's all one big self-congratulatory yuck.
Yeah, but there is that. I mean, it does have its critics. You amongst them. Kitty Empire made the point, you know, it does. It is a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think a few years ago it was criticised for being weighted too much in favour of the mainstream. But, I mean... Look, it's a list that, you know, it inspires debate. Yes, it has, as the previous few minutes have shown.
It
leads to the discovery of artists and musicians trying to single themselves out.
Okay.
I mean, in the current world where anyone and everyone can upload a single to YouTube, there is, I think, more than ever now, a need for some sort of filter. Of some kind, and this is the first step towards
listen,
it.
I'll tell you,
and
a funny
what's
thing
wrong
is,
with helping some acts out, Dave? What's wrong?
Helping some acts out.
You know, we're helping them, you know, get a foot in the door, to speak.
Right, okay, yes. Fair enough. Yeah, it's when it leads to the Brit Awards and you watch those programmes, you just think.
I'm not here to defend the Brit Awards, I'm here to defend BBC's end of 2019.
Okay, no, I do understand. I mean, like the Booker Prize and all that kind of thing, it's amazing when something is... kind of, you know, announced, say, in May, and then for the next 5 months, the amount of advertising for those books and the amount of sort of shop windows that will display them more prominently than anything else, it's fantastic and it's really good for them and good luck and etc. And it gives people do need somebody possibly to steer them in some kind of direction. But I just don't trust the BBC's list of anything, because for every Adele, who were the other 14? Anyway, let's just go with your cigarettes from last year and let's see who we're talking about this year. The list, how does it look to you? There's not an awful lot of bands there, I notice.
There's only one band, Sea Girls. There's a big focus on solo acts this year. As I said, only one band. 6 of the 10 nominees are female. A good thing to see. For the first time, the list includes an artist who performs in Spanish, Catalan singer Rosalia. As we said, Dubliner Dermot Kennedy flying the Irish flag.
Good man, Dermot. I tell you, I'll give a blast to Dermot first here. We're looking here at the BBC Sound of 2019 long list. Very influential, and I'm just kind of throwing a spanner in the works. They're saying, why is it? Anyway, here goes. You got that power over me. My mind, everything I hold dear resides in those eyes. You got that power over me. My mind, the only one I know, the only one on my mind. You got that power over me. You got that power over me. You got that power over me. Remember the lake and the moonlight. Remember you shivered and shone. Dermot Kennedy, Power Over Me. That's the Irish one of the... How many did you say? The 10?
10,
ten.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
I mean, Dermot, he sold out, what is it, 4 nights at the Olympia?
Yeah, I remember
and,
that earlier this year. He
started out busking, actually, and is a huge fan of Glenn Hansard. And I think like, he's sort of distilled...
Yep.
You can hear that, the brogue of Damo, bit of a gospel influence of, you know, the gospel of Hozier, the intensity of Glenn. Yet it's been sort of... urbanised and chartified, and hence he's gone super
and this will
viral.
Do his career no end of good.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And even good. And he's a nice guy as well. Yeah. When his single After Rain was a viral success, or Spotify included on their Discover Weekly playlist, he sent them a thank you letter.
Right, he's a nice guy, is he? That's not necessarily, that's not a recommendation.
Look, you can't argue with four sold out nights.
No, you know, absolutely. So. No, good man, Dermot. Okay, let's see who the others are, not Irish.
Okay, we have Octavian, who's a London rapper. Bit of a complex background. He was once sort of homeless, dropped out of Brit school, but he does count Drake as one of his fans. He was born in France and came to London in his early years. His first mixtape was released back in 2016. He basically sort of got real acknowledgement when in January 2018 an Instagram video of Drake singing along to his track Party here at a Golden Globes after party, appropriately, got him obviously a lot of attention.
Well, here's a bit of Party Here.
So many men that want to take my clue, they know that they read up, they rewind it. You're gonna blush, just time it. I rap, cause I'm from no sirens, just sirens and the guns and violence.
Yeah, well, just on that note, by the way, were Oasis ever on a list like this? No, before? No, probably not.
I'm
no,
not
I don't
sure.
know. Was there even one back in the 1993, 94? Anyway, let's go on with that. That's Octavian. Party Here is what it's called.
Yeah, and there we have Floyo, born Funmi Oyosuma, I hope I got that right, in Lagos, Nigeria. Moved over to London at the age of 8. Actually, formerly played defence for Peckham Ladies FC. Was a big fan, grew up heavily influenced by rap. And now she has indeed Naomi Campbell nominated her as one of 10 women changing our future in Vogue. But no, she does have sort of great dexterity in her delivery, sort of great sort of squelchy sonic bass underneath, known for being very sort of poetic, speaking emotional truths, very, you know, refreshingly honest young person.
Don't look behind you, keep on running from the wild you, my silhouette on the top roof, I just blend when I want to.
Okay, that's Floyo, a wild youth. Is there a H in that or is it just Y-O-U-T?
No, there is no H.
That's
she's
what I
such a
yeah.
rebel.
Right, she must be, absolutely.
H.
Yeah, she's going to stay up till at least midnight and drink as much coffee as she likes.
Indeed.
Go on.
Next up, Slowthai from Northampton.
Slow who?
Slowthai.
Okay.
He got that nickname because he actually, his voice is quite sort of drawly and slow. When he was a youngster, he was sort of teased over it. Now, his voice is extremely fast, as we will hear shortly. He addresses the sort of struggles and concerns of young people. He's very raw emotionally. Direct lyrics, and he has a habit of, I think, stripping down to his boxers for his live performances, which are hugely energetic.
Oh, well, and then he deserves to be on this list.
No, and actually his song Ladies is you know, sort of in contrast to sort of young urban guy, you think it's actually very self-deprecating. His songs are sort of musings on daily life. This is songs about the failure of masculinity, actually, and also he's very influenced by film, and a lot of his videos nod to movies like The Shining and Batman and Ladies. Actually, the video is sort of him curled up in the fetal position next to his girlfriend, which of course is a nod to one photograph of John and Yoko. So give him an L spin there, dude.
This one's for the ladies, cause they have our babies and they drive us crazy, but they made us men. This one's for the ladies, cause they have our babies and they drive us crazy, but they made us men. Falling in my foot, no one helped me out. I'm not on pure, neither good, like that's not allowed. I tried talking to God, can you help me out? Never got a response, only asked since a child. Been a short on trial, I'm sure that I walked this out. Caught this flight, deja vu. Already lived this.
Okay, we're looking at the list of BBC Sound of 2019, and that one there is called Ladies, and that's from Slowthai. Next.
Next we have, as I just mentioned briefly, the first Spanish language entry on the list, Rosalía, who actually has two Latin Grammys under her belt and five Latin Grammy nominations.
That's cheating. That's not new sound then. She's well established.
Well, in the Latino world maybe, but she's about to break into the mainstream.
Sure, aren't
hopefully.
We all in the one world?
So she's basically taken traditional flamenco melodies and palmas, which is actual what hand clapping is called, and crisp beats and sort of that electro bass lines, and fused it all together. And it's actually the Malamente, the song which I think we're going to hear, is really, really catchy. And you can hear like, the range in her voice is phenomenal. And there's lots of those diffuse elements like, you know, with the flamenco styles and sort of modern urban sound. And she's worked with Pharrell Williams. She's a lady on the rise.
She's a lady on the rise. That's why she's in this list, which is called BBC Sound of 2019. Okay, let's give it a blast. Rosalita. No, Rosalía. What's it called again? Malamente.
Malamente.
Malamente,
yes.
From Rosalía. Right, we're still looking at this list. In other words, those that are going to make it or supposedly might make it with a huge heft from the BBC, which has a huge heft behind it. BBC Sound of 2019. Right, go on.
Let's have a look at the only band on
is
the list.
Is there nobody like Megadeth or anything like that? No, Black Sabbath?
Sadly not. Sadly not.
Crying out loud.
You're counting the days, obviously, till Ozzy performs in the Three
not
Arena, like myself.
No.
So, Seagirls, the only band on the list from Leicestershire and Kent, now based in London. They've just released their third EP, Adored. Did a headline sellout tour of the UK and Ireland. Really successful festival season. They're actually named after misheard lyric in a Nick Cave song, the song Water's Edge, where he sings, "All the city girls go down to the water's edge." So they have called themselves Seagirls. Now, I will say, I checked these guys out on YouTube and I really like them live. I don't think the production on the song we're about to hear does them justice.
Seagirls, too much fun.
We're laying in flowers off the bars, smoking with strangers in the park. You shot me a vibe through a midnight laugh. Now I'm hearing sirens. Well, I've been having too much fun, so I might as well jump. And I heard that you're a cannonball. Well, I'm an animal, I'm an animal.
Okay, Seagirls is what they're called. I didn't realise they were blokes.
Yes, indeed. Well,
okay, that is absolute horse manure, but there you go. What a load of nonsense. God, now, too much fun.
As I said during the break there, Dave, you've turned into your mum and dad. They would have been banging on your bedroom door. What's that
you
terrible noise
be,
you're
yeah,
listening
Jesus,
to? That John
awful.
Lydon is no Count John McCormack or whatever.
Awful.
So let's turn to Ella May, who is bringing back 90s R&B. Very Ella May.
Ella May, okay.
Yeah, so I think the track we're going to hear is called Booed Up, which I had to look up what it means. It means to be all lovey-dovey with your significant other. Basically, she got loads of headlines this year as she was the first British artist to top the US R&B charts with this single Booed Up since Lisa Stansfield, remember her? All the
I
way
do.
Back in 1992. She actually
was
spotted by the very influential DJ Mustard when she uploaded songs to her Instagram account. Has a few EPs under her belt. Let's give Booed Up a listen.
This is my mind go up. Boot up. Boot up. Boot up. My heart go up. Boot up. It just wants that big old bottle. Boot up. Be-de-da-doo. Boot up. And my heart go bottle. Boot up. Be-de-da-doo. It just wants that big old. How many ways can I say that I need?
So on one level, that's probably the best thing I've heard so far. I mean, seriously, if the only band they have is Seagirls, God help us all. By the way, did you just say very influential DJ Mustard? You're buying into all this.
No, I'm not.
For a fan of Leave On Helm, what a fall.
This is, I will be open and honest here. These are genres with which I am not overly familiar, but I am here to defend this list,
no,
or at least
not.
Accentuate the positive. Well, I am here to be your foil. And
accentuate the positive. You've got a hard job ahead of you. Okay, go on.
Indeed. Okay, let's turn to Grace Carter. So she's flying the flag here for...
She's not one of the Carter family, is she?
She's not. No. Oh. For piano-led pop. She's worked with Mike Dean, who's sort of big in this world and has worked with Beyonce and the like.
Is he as big as Mustard?
No. She started making music, I think, at the age of 13. She comes from sort of a broken home, so she sort of turned to music to express her frustration as a teenager, taught herself the piano by watching YouTube. She has the same management company as Dua Lipa and Lana Del Rey, which augurs
That'll help, usually.
Absolutely. Yep. Her songs are very emotive. Apparently, one of them, Silhouette, moves audiences to tears. This is great, actually, listening to the track that I think we might hear, Silence. There's a great sort of earthy depth to the vocal, sort of gospel tinged verse, quite clever lyrics. She's, you know, talking about silence and the role it plays in a relationship and how it's sort of, you know, the rotten element and it's destructive. There's a great closing line, now the silence is part of me and you. If you wanna say something, man, don't say
become a part of you.
All right, okay.
Next
Grace
up,
Carter.
Next
sound
up.
Sound like a thousand others. Go on.
Next up, an icon for the next generation of queer youth. King Princess is Michaela Strauss, a 19-year-old songwriter from Brooklyn. She's a multi-instrumentalist. She's actually signed to Mark Ronson's label, Zelig Records. She's been writing music since she was a child. She even turned down a deal from Virgin Records when she was just 11. Her debut single, 1950, is actually a tribute to the novel by Patricia Highsmith, which is well known in lesbian literature, which you're a big fan of, Dave.
The Price of Salt.
Yes, The Price of Salt, indeed, yep. But even Harry Styles tweeted a lyric from the song.
Oh my God, Sheriff Harry gives it the thumbs up.
Well,
Harry's
exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
I love him.
But no, there's great fragility in her voice, sort of the duality of sort of a great sort of fragility, but a real attitude as well. So let's hear a bit of King Princess.
Okay. Lad, will you relax and stop winging? Winging?
Whinging.
I presume it's whinging, but it's winging, it says here anyway, like an old fart. Why? God's sake, somebody has to stand up, be counted. Some god awful muck there, Roisin. That's from Pat, your friend Pat.
Yes, well, I'll have words with him later.
If that's the future of music, then music is dead. Okay, sorry, go on. Give us that again. Which one am I playing next?
1950.
Oh, 1950. This would be King Princess.
Yes. So away.
I suppose within what it's trying to do, that's pretty fine, yeah, whatever, you know.
Indeed,
yeah.
And we end number 10.
You were bracing there, what's he going to say about this one?
Yeah, I was like holding on to the arms of the chair. We end with Mahalia, who is basically...
Nothing to do with Jackson?
No. Okay. She is the out of all the people on this list, well, with the exception of the lovely Dermot, is the one that there is most kerfuffle about. So we really expect, I think, lots from her next year. Ben Barrett. If you know
so
Bernadette
is this
Barrett,
going to be a bit of a kind of a slightly Adele thing of this
it
year?
It could be, absolutely. Yeah. Ben Barrett, Irish lady we all know, well, some of us in the industry know and love and is working in the UK, yeah. Is actually working with Mahalia. She's worked with Damien Rice and Lisa Hannigan. Mahalia herself is guest vocalist on
Of this psychoacoustic soul.
Yes, psychoacoustic soul. That, of course, refers to her thought-provoking lyrics. I know she's been playing the guitar guitar from a very young age, signed a major deal at the tender age of 13, released her first EP when she was 14, so has lots of releases to her name. But this song, Wish I Missed My Ex, is full of sort of warmth and humour and soulful R&B, and made me smile.
Every time the weekend comes, yeah, I know that it won't be long, yeah. So you're gonna call my phone, yeah. You'll be like, babe, come over. I know how this goes, yeah. Talk about you need closure. Too many missed calls, too many texts. Damn, I wish I missed my ex.
You know I've been waiting for this call. Baby, I don't wanna do this all today. Don't you know you're so predictable? I can tell you everything you're gonna say, like, hey, or hi.
So is it Mahalia or Mahalia?
Mahalia.
Mahalia, yeah. Mahalia Burkmar, is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so that's the 10, is it?
That is, and the top five will be revealed in January.
Oh, there's a top five?
Max, yeah, no, they'll whittle it down to a top five, which will be revealed on Annie Mac's show on BBC Radio 1. One artist announced each day from Monday the 7th, and the winner will be revealed on the 11th of January. If you can wait that long, Dave, I know.
I can.
I know you'll be tuned in that day.
I will, actually, just to check it all out. Yeah, listen, Roisin, congratulations, you survived.
Thank you.
Roisin Dwyer from Hot Press. Thanks a million, Roisin. I'll tell you, I'm going to play something. Oh, do you know what I'll do? I'll play something good.